Hello, it's Tender Parts here on the Killing of Tender Parts podcast. I want to talk about how the Supreme Court has allowed the state of Texas to put a ban on abortion, like 6 weeks or something, or maybe forever. I as a pro-choice man, think that we have to do something. We need to expand the courts, because if we don't expand the courts, all these right wing, all our legislative success will be tainted. You know, the Supreme Court wants you to be homeless and be evicted from your house. The Supreme Court just, you know, 2016, man. We always talk about how an election is the election of our lifetime. 2016 was really the election of our lifetime. Was the most important election of our lifetime, because everything is crumbling. And, you know, and you got Democrats like Manchin and Sinema and others who don't want to kill the filibuster, fight for voting rights, fight for Justice and Policing Act. So, you know, it's really time for us to do these things. And, you know what I'm saying, we want criminal justice reform and everything. So it's just a sad day for women, people who are pro-choice in the country, you know, and all that. In other news, I obviously seen this week that Joe Biden has officially ended the war in Afghanistan. It was messy, it was poorly executed, but he figured, you know, I'm president, I gotta make hard choices. You know, that's what you do when you're president. You gotta make some hard choices and all that. So we are happy. I'm happy that this is gonna be a 20. It's the end of the 20, but we still need to get some Americans out and all that. So please, Joe Biden, don't abandon the Americans that are in there. But and see, all these war hogs and media, they didn't want to talk about the Texas. That's why lately I haven't really been watching the news media. There's no such thing as a liberal media. That was just perpetrated by Republicans, and then the media, of course, they hate it when a Democrat comes in and starts being successful. There's nothing to talk about. They want to show that they're balanced and all that, and they don't want to show favoritism. But then they would, when Florida, like Ron DeSantis, messes up on COVID, they want to blame Biden. But then it was just a couple of months ago when the vaccines were going so smooth, they wanted to say, oh, give Trump credit for rapid speed. No, so it's hypocritical. It's crazy. Now, that we don't have the media, a media to protect us like the Republicans do. A media ecosystem and all that. Another thing, stop doing the crate challenge, man. Y'all busting y'all faces. I'm all for fun. I was a kid that loved fun and all that. But you're gonna hurt yourself. People that already died from doing it, breaking their faces. Like, I get it. You wanna have fun, but it's just getting ridiculous. Just getting ridiculous. Stop doing it and all that. Please. Alright. Let's see. What else can I speak on? It's another thing that I may need to speak on, but I can't really. Oh, so the Bengals, they start week one. I'm actually excited for the Bengals this year. Just so I can see my man Joe Burrow, and I can see how improved the defense and the offensive line. I want to, coaching is very, very important. Now, it's only preseason. The game speeds up in the regular season. But even though it's preseason, you can tell that Frank Pollard's coaching has a real impact on his offensive line. And that's why Joe Mixon was like, y'all find the best offensive coach in the offensive line coach in the league? What? She can help with the running game, the passing game. Joe Burrow, and plus, as much as we love Joe Burrow as Bengals fans, we gotta protect him. We gotta also have balance. Like, throw the ball 30 times and maybe run the ball 30 times. We gotta have some balance. So, you know. Chris Evans, by the way, he's very, very impressive. So we'll see what he does in the regular season. Be a big down, third down back. I'm really excited to see Chris Evans. Of course, Evan McPherson has made the team, the rookie. And so I don't really pay attention to the preseason, but I do want to see improvements. Now, I'm not concerned about the chase drops, but if it keeps happening, I'll get there. But I think it's just cheers. That's why I didn't participate in the school bashing. No, the media isn't going to treat the Bengals any different until we win. You know, they treated us like dogs when we didn't draft school, but they complimented the Dolphins who we played in the last regular season game. And they complimented the other teams that didn't draft an offensive line. They needed offensive lines just like us. But they didn't get the really cool that we got, but we gotta win. That's what it is. All right, this is Kendall Parks here on the Kendall Parks podcast. Make sure you follow me at _ Mr. Parks, MRPARKS, _MRPARKS on Twitter and Instagram, and on my Instagram was killing it with Kendall for this podcast, and my personal my podcast Twitter account is it_Kendall. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow. I will try. God bless.